to the Gentlemen's Club Podcast.
That's been infiltrated by a woman.
It's your boy Cardell reporting live. To my left, we have Amanda.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Over there in the back.
Hi, guys. I'm Zach.
This is episode 40?
40.
Oh, shit. Can we get a
something? Round of applause. Something?
Congratulations to us.
How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great.
Because this is a whole nother day.
Completely different day.
I have a jacket on and a hat.
I just wear the same clothes every single day.
She's trying to... You told me that you were minimalistic,
right? That is
yes.
True.
You said it's that. A blatant lie, but it's... Yes, I did say that.
All right, that works. How are you guys?
I'm feeling phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah.
How you doing back there, sir? You great?
Still anxious.
Anxious. Okay, fair enough. We're not going to make this all about you, but having a woman on here...
But why can't it be... I'm just kidding. I'm totally
that's
kidding.
Self-centered.
But you had, you're having mad conversations upstairs, and you had some things that you wanted to ask.
I'm actually doing this for all the women out here.
So you're representing.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you can look at it as self-centered, but I think I'm actually doing a public service.
Wow.
By doing this.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm not cocky at all.
You
so.
Got a laugh back there.
I don't remember what
You got it.
Hey, you did that without looking. You're getting good, man.
Try it.
But go ahead. We're here to answer some of your questions for the women.
Yeah, and like watching you guys' podcast, there were so many things. I was like, oh, I wish I could ask them, right? So one of the huge...
Sorry, I'm super sorry. So rude to interrupt you. But that's a great time for if you're subscribed to the Gentlemen's Club
podcast. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you're subscribed to the Gentlemen's Club podcast on YouTube or follow the page on Instagram, that is definitely... If you see something...
Period.
And you want to ask, use your fingers.
Hit Ashton's DMs.
Do not fucking do that.
We should do like a poll or something. You know what I mean?
We should, but to be real with you, we speak on this a little bit.
Yeah.
But for real, if you guys have something that you're thinking of, it could be random, it could be funny, it could be whatever it is. You could be offended. You can share that
openly
on the page, on the pages. And if those don't work for you, then you can absolutely hit me directly. And just got to be prepared for me to anonymously address it on the podcast.
And while we're talking about the page, guys, thank you for all the views, likes, comments that you guys have done so far. If you have not already, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We release episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Now featuring Amanda, by the way. Thank you for her.
Hey. Thank you.
Liking, subscribing the page, that always helps the YouTube algorithms, lets us get seen by more people, which this channel absolutely wants to do.
Facts.
And share. Share the episodes that you love. And
that's true. All of the above. Share the episodes that you hate. Listen to these assholes degrade women. Like, do that.
Stop it.
All right. Sorry. Too far. All right. Before you were really interrupted by our advertisement, go ahead and continue what you were saying.
Yeah. So I think that we've all been in a place as women, right, that we want to genuinely ask men about themselves and about the way they interact with other men. And so most of the time, maybe you're in a relationship, you're asking your significant other. They're probably not telling the full honest truth. So I want to ask you all, you gentlemen here on the pod.
Ask a gentleman.
What the hell are in those group chats? What are y'all talking about on the group chats? And why are you so secretive about what's on there?
Really?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm generalizing as well.
Of course.
That's fine.
As you should.
So there's two things. One, some of the stuff that happens in men's group chats is so stupid that
you would respect us.
It's
less.
Embarrassing.
You would respect us less if you saw.
Yes.
Give me an example, not of like personal, but give me an example.
You'd be surprised. This depends on the type of friends that are had, but there are group chats with scrotums in it.
Wait, drop a bomb.
You got a record skip over there? Record skip?
Is this? Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there's...
Like people in the group chats, scrotums? Group chats. Is that what you're saying? Is like people in the group chat?
I have friends that have done that, yes.
What they do? Did they like nick their nuts like shaving and it's just like, yo, is this infected?
Dudes do weird shit, man.
Really?
Dudes do some weird shit.
This is news to me. I'm on her side now. What's going on, nigga?
I have removed myself from these group chats. It's like, ew, y'all white boys are crazy.
Okay, you're talking about white boy group chats. That makes total sense to me.
But it comes with it. But in all honesty, a lot of the group chats that I'm in personally, it is sports debates.
Okay.
It is misogynistic ego. It is.
There's a fat ass that gets drops in there every once in a while. That might be a celebrity.
That's
usually a celebrity.
It's rarely is it somebody that like everybody knows and can physically touch.
True.
It's admiration posts.
True.
And then
that is great.
They're
emotionally forward and admiration.
Those are good. I like where this is going. And that's a finesse on that ass. That's like a guy, like a toxic guy. Be like, I'm admiring her, Amanda. Like, you shouldn't be worried about this because I'm just admiring her.
Has that happened? Has there been jealousy about somebody followed on social media?
Celebrity crush.
I don't care about celebrities.
Oh, okay.
But I do care about those like big booty B word pages and stuff like that. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if it's a difference if it's like if it's an Instagram model or something like that versus like
the page itself,
like a celebrity versus like I'm saying, like if I like Michael B. Jordan's pace, like you shouldn't be like jealous of that because you probably like him too. But my thing is like
completely different reasons why.
We both he's like he's a great actor. Like
he's fire.
You see from Bell Station, like that was great. Like the social issues he touched on.
Hey, she watched it on mute.
Right. Yeah, that was just like no, the social justice issue is obviously number one priority. He was a perk to that.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't had personal issues with people liking celebrities. Like, I don't care about that. I'm not jealous of that because that's like unattainable. Okay. But if you liking somebody that's attainable to you, I don't like that.
How do you figure out what is attainable?
If they live in the same city as you.
Okay, if you're a 7 and you're going after a 10, you know, that may not be attainable to you.
Wowzers.
Or like I'm saying, if this person has a million followers, I don't think that's necessarily attainable.
The numbers game, I promise you, that...
Yeah. Oh, that's another topic we can talk about. I'll mention it.
We'll save that for now.
Yeah. I have seen fives with tens.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. But I think I was joking about the numbers thing, but I was thinking more of numbers, like meaning subscribers or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, influence on community and world and all that other stuff. Yeah.
But I think if you're liking so many pages and stuff like that, I think that's alarming. Something I need to be worried about.
Really? You think there might be an issue there? What? Because if they don't look anything like you, what if they all look like you?
They don't. Because, girl, if I look like a video vixen, I would be in the videos, honey. Oh, shit. I'm not a Fashion Nova model.
I respect it.
Yes.
is it the disrespect because when they like all those posts, like we all know, especially on Instagram, we all can see when you like a post.
Yeah, I think it's just a respect thing, don't you think? I think it's a respect thing. Like if I wouldn't be out here in these streets, like, embarrassing you.
Right.
If, you know, I just don't, to me, I just don't do that. I think that's, you know, you don't want some girl to be like, hey, I saw your guy liking all these pictures. Like, it's just embarrassing.
It can turn into a very slippery slope.
Yeah, and are you sliding in DMs? Like, why are you liking that?
We'll dive into that.
Yeah. And again, I'm totally. I haven't really had issues with this before.
Of course not.
So
we would never assume such. No,
I'm genuinely being honest. I haven't had issues like people liking pages. Like more so, like if you like a specific girl that I know or we know.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it gets
like it's messy.
But what were you saying? Zach?
So Ashton, what are some of the group texts that you've been a part of? What are some of the things that you noticed? I have a lot of gambling going on in my group texts.
Okay, that's fair.
Gambling.
Listen, check this out.
More than I want my fiance.
So there's some secrecy there, but it's not like what I thought.
All right. sometimes after, gentlemen, forgive me, I'm transparent. Sometimes after a night out, if we're all kicking it,
this is the juicy stuff.
This is when I was in a singles man's group chat. So
You're world building now.
No, I'm like, keep going.
But yeah, if we're out together as a group and whatnot, sometimes you know what I mean, depending on how your night's going, who you're around and whatnot, people are like, yo, tapping in, like, hey, I saw you leave.
Did you hit that?
I don't ask those questions, but
it's a really tacky question.
It is. It's corny when you ask that, but no. But to be real, if you guys came together and leave separately,
okay,
I'm not gonna worry so much about where you go and what you do. Yes. But I'm gonna tap in
as soon as
I wake up. Is everybody okay?
Well, that is also why I normalize.
Safety first, okay, right, guys. Safety,
absolutely. First. But that is also why I normalize sharing location with your close friends
to a degree.
For that exact reason.
To a degree.
Okay.
But
by the way, you still haven't shared back your location. I'm just pointing that out.
That's not true.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Being called out.
But and making sure, how was everybody's night? And to be real with you, that is up to whomever's on the opposite side of that question to divulge. So if you want to share how your night went, you're more than welcome. Some men share pictures. Some men do end time situations. They share what's going on.
But okay, my question is too: is there degrading things going on in there?
Sometimes.
Okay.
There can be.
I just wanted to admit it.
The first thing,
it's not as often as you.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And the first thing I say is like, did she consent to that situation? Like, did she make sure that was
like, if it's a nude or something like that?
That doesn't
happen as often as I think.
Like, just sharing news that were sent to you in private, that actually doesn't happen as much. He's talking about, like, in action
videos. Oh, okay, if you're sharing a story.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know what I mean?
You know, he's talking about, like, in action videos.
Oh, God.
True. Whoa, that sounds... did you see the face that she gave me? Oh, my goodness. It sounds worse than what it is. Sometimes women like to... Women who might be shy in public like to dance in a private residence and have no issue with being recorded during...
You're being oddly specific.
What? Like a dance on the group chat?
I'm not saying that. It may or may not have happened.
Oh, my Lord.
These are things that I've seen or experienced.
I'm honestly so happy.
I immediately knew what you were talking about.
I wasn't speaking on a specific situation.
Okay. Oh,
God, that sounds terrible. Okay. I've been in mad group chats before yours, buddy.
Honestly, I don't get invited to those group chats because all of my response is, wow, that's crazy.
Guys, I honestly, I feel so responsible right now. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. They're going to kill Ashton before they kill me anyway.
I'll take the blame, man. These are things that I experienced a long time ago. I don't know what y'all do in a group chat. So I talk about podcast stuff with my people.
Yeah, no, now you've leveled up. You've leveled up.
As a degenerate, you know what I mean? I went through things.
Yeah.
I saw some things.
Yeah.
Now my
single. It's better than seeing men scrotum. Like, damn, like, don't address me. Talk to this nigga.
Okay, but. Yeah, but I guess that guy consented to that.
I'm muted. No, I did not consent.
No. Oh, you're right. No, absolutely. You're correct. Nobody consented to viewing it, but he consented to sharing it.
True.
But I'm saying, like, when you're sharing a video of someone else.
Consent takes two.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. I am so sorry. You are correct.
It definitely takes two. 1,000%.
You can't take those eyeballs out and trade them in for something else after you saw that.
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah.
It's rough.
So what are some other questions that you have? Because this is interesting.
Ashley, can you refresh my memory?
We were talking about...
Yeah, anyone wants that.
I don't. The vulnerability.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And friendships. The differences with men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And you were curious on, is there a difference? Are we actually vulnerable with our guys?
Yes.
And... I can start off by saying it depends on how much you fuck with that guy. If that's your guy,
you'll be real with him. About like what's really going on in life.
Yeah, you'll absolutely be real with him. You'll tell him, and not always in severe details, but let's say that there was a fight. Like, bro, to be real with you, a lot of times when I come through and I have an issue, I just had a fight, tell me I'm not tripping. And I need you to be objective here. Don't lean my way.
Yeah.
And those are really the only friends that you share those personal issues with.
Because I've heard a lot, and again, I've heard a lot from men that, like, sometimes they don't want to share things, like, especially with their part, like, about their partner, because, like, their friend will clown them.
That's still a very real thing to this day.
Okay. Can you like elaborate more on that? Like, cause I would love to, like I said, I think that's like the issue sometimes is that maybe you want to be vulnerable, but is that immaturity though?
It is
there. I mean, it goes back to the,
I got to go
relationship with that you have with your friend because,
some men will champion you being responsible and going home. Like to be real with you, I treat Zach a little differently because he's in a healthy relationship. So if I've been out with Zach,
thank you.
And if I've been out with Zach and he says, I got to slide, I won't,
you know what that means.
I won't even crack no jokes. I have people that I know that are, they're in relationships they don't even want to fucking be in. You're actually spending a lot of time and energy telling me that. And then you're saying that, I got to go home because I don't want it to turn into this, this, and this. I'm more so if I make fun of you, it's more so about the fact that,
bro, come on. Yeah.
You're spending all this energy.
You're spending all of this time and energy on something that you can't stand. I'd rather you take that energy and go address the bullshit in your relationship instead of crying to me about it.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, women do that too, obviously. Like
how does that go?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say it again. We'll be like, men ain't shit, bro. Stop doing that. Stop dealing with him. Like, you know what I mean? And I think it's obviously worse because they're not at the bar. Like, they're probably at the bar crying, upset. I'm over here consoling them. And I'm like, we've been over this.
Oh, you're that
first. No, I'm saying that in my head.
I gotta tell you.
I'm saying that in my head. But I honestly, like, now that I'm older, I don't really have those because I've been honest with people too. Like, I'm like, if you're going to deal with that, I didn't sign up to deal with that.
Right.
Like, especially if you're, I mean, if you're dealing with a situation where you know it's just
That's something bad. That you're telling your friends?
Yeah.
You're holding your friends accountable to, like, all right, you're crying to me about this, but you're staying in this bullshit?
Yes.
I think.
But that's me and I'm different.
Time out. I got a real serious fucking question.
Oh, no.
If you're doing that, then what are the rest of you guys doing? Because I'm hearing more about your friend's relationship and how much you can't stand that this bee keeps running back to the same guy, but you keep running to be there for, you know,
it's hard.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about right now?
It's a paradox. Yeah.
But I think it's hard because I've been in that situation.
Right.
So it's hard not to be empathetic to that because you're like, I've been in the situation where I have been in a toxic situation and I needed my friend and they were there for me. So it also depends on the level of friendship that I have with that person. But
okay,
like I said, now that I'm older,
right?
Look, if you got a situation, like if you're going to ruin my night over your situation, depending on our friendship,
right?
If this is a consistent thing that you're always doing, I'm going to take you home, but then I'm going to walk away from that because I think, like I said, now that I'm older, I did that when I was younger. Okay. I sat in the bathroom with them and cried and held their hair back, but I'm too old for that now. You know what I mean?
For sure. To try to answer your question, I think the reason why a majority of men don't console in their friends for relationship issues specifically is because a lot of men don't have sympathy and empathy. Generalizing, of course.
Oh, I'm clapping for myself. Yay, that's so great.
But it kind of goes back to our previous conversation about men just try to find solutions.
Hmm.
So when you code to your guy friends and say, yo, bro, we struggling. I don't know what to do. You're the typical response that you're going to get from your guy friend isn't, oh, man, you know what?
Yeah.
I love you, I say, nah.
Okay.
Get the blueprint out. Bring that over here. Roll it out on the table.
And this is what you're going to do.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Well, thank you. Like, thank you guys for sharing that because I think that's, like, I've heard a lot of situations where men are like, and I've also heard, like, men will be like, man, just forget about her and this girl likes you.
Yeah, go hump this other one over here.
And sometimes it'll be as simple as that, and sometimes it's a lot more detailed, and it's like, you got to stop doing this.
Yes.
And it's how men react to women when they come to problems is the same way that they react to other men when they come to problems. It's the same. It's not a flip.
They're like, bro, you can solve your own problem.
We love the way that we're wired instead of necessarily loving the way that we need to for our specific partner.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and honestly, the empathetic part, the empathetic piece as well,
and vice versa.
Yeah,
that happens vice versa.
And I think I was like maybe when you're mentioning this, I think sometimes maybe women were too empathetic with their friends, and we don't maybe hold them accountable, and maybe men are to hold their friends too accountable and not be empathetic enough.
Right. True. It's too far extremes on both ends. Yep. And there just needs to be balance.
Well, yeah, because I said, I think, and again, when we talk about therapy and things like that, I think when I tell my friends, sometimes I'm like, I'll literally preface my friend. I'm like, I'm going to give you tough love right now because you need to hear this.
Gang, gang.
Gotcha. And I probably don't say it in the best way sometimes, so I'm going to take accountability for that.
I love saying that to my, look, I'm a, can I keep it a ush buck with you?
Right.
I'm going to keep it a ush buck with you.
Yes. No, you have to say it. You have to preface, because sometimes, especially, I know I can come off harsh. So sometimes I'm just like, hey, I care about you, but this dude, really? Like, you're worried about this dude?
How many times have you said that?
Oh, my God. To myself?
No, outwardly. I want to
in the mirror? No. In the mirror. I've said it.
Oh, man.
Countless times, not only to the same person, but multiple times. And I said, as I've grown older, my friends are different.
Sure.
And after I've gone through therapy, after I've gone through experiences, my friends are just different. They're wired differently. And so they have accountability within themselves, and they know their worth.
Right.
But when I was younger, Lord, I was, I said that a lot of times.
He got dragged in a group chat?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never really been in a group chat like that. Okay. Maybe I have no friends. I don't know what that is.
That kind of makes sense on like why you had the questions that you did.
I've dated guys who've had group chats who have been secretive about the group chats. Mm. And that's just on trauma. And that's just on my experience.
Okay.
I've dated women that have had group chats. And the one person that everybody's mad at, there's a separate group chat talking about the girl.
Y'all are foul.
And when they're all together, they're hugging and kissing. And oh my God, I love you so much.
And I'm
looking at you like, y'all are so fake.
Okay, yeah. So
and
y'all
are foul. And I know everything about
the situation.
All of you guys. Especially if my girl is in the group chat, I know everything. Everything.
Yeah, I would say, I think that does happen. But it's like, I don't do that. I don't do that kind of stuff. And in my friends, like I said, and maybe it's a different situation. I think maybe when I was younger, but even then, I'm very upfront with people. I'm probably too upfront, and I say that to your face.
No, that's
and
gangsta.
That's probably not okay either.
That's gangsta. I respect that.
I'm a thug. I'm actually friends with with different girl groups that I was never intimate with any of them. And just hearing different sides of everybody's story is like, oh, there's somebody in every group that at least one girl hates.
Yeah.
And you go around the circle, it's a different person. They're like, why are y'all all in this group chat together? Why are y'all friends?
Hey, when I walk in the spot, hey, all y'all there, judging every single one of y'all.
Every single one of them.
I can't believe you.
Because I see the IG
post. You know what happened?
I see the IG post and I'd be like,
my best friend. My best friend. Oh my, get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all wild as hell.
But I think that's also because we disclose so much to each other. We disclose way too much to each other.
Right. Woman drama is way more entertaining to me.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying,
that's the tea.
If I tell you every single thing that ever happened in my life and I don't keep anything secret, you're going to have things against me because I'm not keeping anything private. And I've learned over the years that I'm like, and again, I'm such an open book with people too much. I'll meet a stranger and tell them about my whole life. And I think that's not good because people will use that against you in the future.
Thanks.
And I think that's exactly what you guys are talking about. It's like, it's so easy to use to make fun of somebody or talk badly about them when they literally tell you about all their mistakes.
For sure.
So you need to keep that quiet occasionally. I'm learning that over my life.
Or own that shit. Or own that shit.
No. If it's incriminating, keep that. Keep that to yourself.
But yeah,
don't get me jammed up.
No, but that's why sometimes I'm such an open book, because I'm like, you can't make fun of me because I'm making fun of myself.
Exactly. Or when you own it, you don't have anything.
Go ahead and talk about it, because I've already talked about it to 74 people. So it's you know,
they all know.
Okay.
I have one more question to ask you guys.
Okay.
I have one more question. So I think we talked about this. Why don't Okay, so I'm talking to men, right?
Right.
Why don't men show off their significant other? So, again, I've...
Shit.
Why is it... I know certain times, like, in my previous situations that I maybe don't meet this friend. And I'm like, why I never met that person? Why I never met that person? Or, and we can talk more about that too, is on social media. Why have I never been posted on social media? Those kind of things.
Ashley, I'm going to let you start.
I'm trying to figure out how jaded I'm going to speak from this perspective.
I was going to say, I prefer
you can hurt my feelings totally.
I prefer you give the jaded answer, and I will give the other answer because obvious reasons.
Okay. What does that fucking mean,
oh my
sir?
God. Did he call you jaded?
Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm mineral. I'm all right, jaded.
That's fair.
Was?
There are sometimes when you value a woman and you share her on social media, some other people do not support you being happy about said woman.
Are you saying other girls, other women don't support you?
It could be both. I've had both. Sabotage.
Sometimes your guy friends are mad that you're in a relationship.
Ew. That's ill.
It's the strangest thing, but it happens.
It happens.
Like, they're mad because you, like, they're jaded?
It could
you're
be
not
anything.
Around anymore.
It could, you're not around anymore.
They're mad that you're happy.
They're mad that you're happy. This is real life. They want your girl. They want you. Sorry.
They want you.
I'm not speaking from personal experiences. I'm speaking from things that I have seen.
No, hey, it's real.
Witness.
It can happen. Yeah.
It's very real. Let's not pretend that they're not.
Wow.
Also, it could be an insecurity issue. Is that where you're going to go?
Wait, you're saying for the person that doesn't post.
I found happiness. And in the world of the internet, do you think that I want to share this for it to be messed up or for something better to see my girl and want to take that away from me? Sometimes that is the case.
Hmm.
So from my standpoint, because I very much so fall into this category as somebody that does not post my significant other on my social media hardly ever. The reason that I do so is because my personal life, I try to keep as personal as possible.
Okay.
I don't really want, when it comes to social media, I don't really want a whole bunch of strangers. The way I use social media, you really don't have a view inside of my life. And my relationship is sacred to me.
Even if you do, you could think that you know what's going on, and then you could think that you're trying to save her. I seen your man doing this, and this. And you could be completely on the outside looking in. That stuff happens every single day.
So this is good because I've heard this from people that I was with and I didn't believe them.
No, that's a real thing. Especially if you're
trying to protect.
If you really value them, sometimes it's just because you're not, I don't see a future with you or anything like that. I don't need to, there's no flag that needs to be set. There's not a claim. Mm-hmm. So I realize a lot of women are just, they assume that it's because you don't want other women that you're dating in or talking to know that you're talking to somebody or with somebody or in a relationship.
And I'm insecure too. So
I'll put it to you like this. So say that you, that we're in a relationship and I'm posting you every other day, every day, something like that. And then we have a falling out where we're on the rocks. We haven't broken up. We have not broken up, but we're on the rocks.
It's beef
so,
in the house.
So
beef.
My posts slow down.
I don't like you right now, but I'm posting.
All of a sudden, everybody that's been paying attention, they notice that.
Yep.
So now it's like.
There's issues. There's smoke over there.
There's blood in the water.
There's smoke over there.
Okay.
So because they're I've been slide so in or active, something. Because I've been so active on posting every single day, you. When that slows down, it's not just the women that are going to try to talk to me that notice that. It's the men that's going to try to talk to you that notice that.
Yep.
So now,
and
that's the worst time.
And if you're thinking that people don't pay attention to that stuff.
They do.
They hawk. They're waiting for the first sign of the man to show himself out there kicking it with the guys or for the girl to start wearing less and going out more.
And I see. Regardless of if your relationship is healthy or not, it is not the world's business to be able to pick up on the traits of we're in a good place right now, we're not in a good place.
And I think that's like touching on what you're saying is like you don't have to tell everybody everything.
But sure. but in the world of social media, when you start doing that because your IG is your ID, as soon as things start to
I like that too, yeah.
As soon as things start to change on your social media, those are the tell signs. There is a tell sign when a woman is single.
Yes.
That all guys know.
Selfies, period.
And it's also the same people that they always talk about. They talk about their relationship on social media and how much they love their partner and da 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 da. And all of a sudden you don't see their partner anymore. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're telling me about all the good. Tell me the bad. What happened?
Yeah, exactly. I'm invested now. It's almost like a reality TV. We got to hold up this standard of our relationship is perfect. Some people get caught in that. Y'all are miserable. And I want better for
Okay, so wait a second.
I want better
for So you're me. Speaking directly to me. So for me, it's a very much an insecurity. And I think a lot of women can relate to that because it's embarrassing to me when I'm like, to me, I'm like, I'm the type of person, I want to show this person off so much because I'm like so proud of our relationship. I'm so excited about it. And for me, when you're not doing that, it makes me feel like, first of all, you're embarrassed of me.
Right.
And secondly, I'm like, oh, you don't want other girls to know that you're taken?
For sure. That's the first thing. There are two groups that you should, where it's going to be a red flag if you're not brought around.
Okay,
and it's
got
to be innocent person. You have to meet the family.
Yes.
And it all depends on how close they are with their family and everything like that. True. But you'll know in dating them. You have to meet the family and you have to meet the perceived best friend or best friend group. If you meet those people, nothing else matters.
Okay.
There are people that I have seen out and about with my girl that I made no.
Men are so different.
I've not even tried to introduce her. And then she comes back. She's like, why didn't you introduce me? It's like, because that person is irrelevant.
Because I'm literally going to introduce my boyfriend to the frickin' bag lady. And that's what men are different. Men are so different. That's so, because you want to move in silence. You want to protect.
We see how ugly the world is.
We see how ugly other men can be given the opportunity.
Wait, you guys are educating me. This is good.
And other women.
And it's in a healthy and not healthy way sometimes.
True.
Honestly.
True. A lot of jadedness.
Because the privacy thing is, it's hard for me to understand.
If you have no idea who my girlfriend is.
I don't like when people don't know that you have a girlfriend.
I could say,
you know what I mean?
I could come on here one day and say I have a girlfriend and it stops there.
What do you mean?
It would stop there. I have.
Oh, your relationship would end?
He would never post it. He would never go into grand details about all the intricacies of his relationship.
None of your business.
He would just publicly announce, I'm in a relationship, leave me alone. And that's it.
And get me out.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, oh my God, so we are together and this time and this date and this is him. You know what I mean?
And sometimes guys will do this, like if they're talking to too many women at the same time and then they just abruptly get in a relationship, they will post their girl and then they will go dark on social media.
And then that does it. Yep.
But that's so crazy because that's a full circle moment. That goes back to you guys protecting the safety thing that you guys are protectors of this relationship. It's a sacred.
We wanna hold you.
It's a sacred thing.
It is. Because the more people that get involved in your relationship, the more likely it is to get messy.
Guys, I have a lot of people to apologize to after this.
You can tell them right now.
No.
Separately, privately?
Yes, all privately. Right, I'm not trying to out people, but I think... I'm sorry to you all, but, that's because I feel like I've definitely, that's my own insecurity I need to work on. Not to say that some of these people weren't foul, cause they probably were out here doing stuff. But I think that sometimes I mistook that, cause they did communicate that to me where they were like, hey, this is a sacred thing for me and I don't want people in our business. I don't want that. And I would be like, please, you don't want these little girls in your business.
That's the absolute first thing that they all say.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. And I think
and sometimes
it's an insecurity, though. It's a deeply rooted insecurity. And if you've been cheated on before and you've been treated like that before, it's hard.
Understand.
Yeah.
Those are triggering effects. I understand that.
Right.
So this has been a really good episode.
It is. I want to
ask a gentleman.
I just clearly want to say, gentlemen, I apologize for sharing things.
For breaking code.
For breaking code. I broke the code just a little bit. We had a questionnaire. I wanted to answer responsibly and openly. Please forgive me. I will do anything to get back in your good graces.
Actually, believe it or not, we are doing you a favor by saving you from having to have this conversation with your girl. So just like
not and women, we appreciate you.
I'm sorry, sir. With who?
Just with the girl, not you specifically. I'm talking about the gentleman.
You were talking to them.
I'm talking to them.
Sorry.
Yeah, look, sorry. When your girl asks you, just nod and keep it going.
Ooh. I think for me, I'm just like, I can speak for women right now. We thank you for being vulnerable and we appreciate that because we've been wanting to know for some time.
I think this is a segment that could come back at a later date when you have more questions for us. I think I like the Ask a Gentleman.
Yeah.
So.
Ask a Gentleman.
That could be a segment.
Ladies, send me your questions.
I like that. I'm not mad at that.
Send me your questions, ladies. Let's go.
All right. That works.
Let's put them on the spot.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Gentleman's Club Podcast.
See you.